At New York's Maimonides Medical Center, Dr. Eitan Dickman is on the front line of the flu season.
Nationwide, the flu is starting to kick in right now. It's early January. Is that the same thing you're seeing here?
We have definitely seen an uptick in the number of cases related to the flu over the past few weeks.
According to the CDC, this year the H1N1 strain, also known as swine flu, is responsible for the majority of cases, particularly in those under 40. Just last month, 26-year-old conservative journalist Bree Payton died from it.
We've already seen thousands of hospitalizations this year, and we will expect a whole lot more because that's what influenza does.
With last year's flu season one of the deadliest, the CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get the flu vaccine.
If someone out there still hasn't gotten the flu shot, we are still strongly recommending that they go and get the flu vaccine.
If you do get sick, there's a new drug called Xofluza. Unlike Tamiflu, it only takes one dose.
It's not even peak flu season yet. That's usually late January or February. So the worst possibly still ahead. If you haven't gotten your flu vaccine, it's definitely not too late.